And hello, everybody. Welcome. We're delighted to have you join us, aren't we, Mike?
We are. Yeah. Great to have you guys tune in again to this great radio station.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to kick it off with, if athletes get athlete's foot, do astronauts get mistletoe?
No, they don't.
Okay, just a touch of good stuff. Here's some more good stuff. You know what you need to do? Talk about ranching. You know the best place to talk about ranching? Tri-State Livestock News. That's right. Grab your hat. We're diving in to the Tri-State Livestock News for real ranching insights. That's right. They have comprehensive coverage. Cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read.
So the town of Modesto, California was named in honor of its founders. The founders were too modest to name it after themselves. So the town of Tarzana, California was named after Tarzan. Tarzana was the home of Edgar Rice Burroughs, the creator of Tarzan.
Really?
That's what it says here.
Well, that's very interesting, and I bet you could win a trivia contest with that information.
If I could only remember it.
That's right. Did you know that an eagle knows when a storm is approaching long before it breaks?
No, I did not know that.
The eagle will fly to some high spot and wait for the winds to come. When the storm hits, it sets its wings so that the wind will pick it up and lift it above the storm. While the storm rages below, the eagle is soaring above it. The eagle does not escape the storm. It simply uses the storm to lift it higher. It rises on the winds that bring the storm. When the storms of life come upon us, and all of us will experience them, we can rise above them by setting our minds and our belief toward God. The storms do not have to overcome us. We can allow God's power to lift us above them. Shirley Schumann of Crookston, Nebraska, shared that with us, talking about the eagles riding out the storm. So I saw a funny little joke the other day. These two guys are sitting at the desk, and one says to the other, I think he's probably his financial planner, are you ready to start investing, or do you want to keep throwing your money away on food, clothing, and shelter?
Yes, right.
Oh, and another one. A businessman attending a banquet was surprised to see that the old man taking coats at the door gave no checks in return. He has a great memory, a fellow diner explained. He's been doing this for years and prides himself on never having made a mistake. After the banquet, as the businessman was leaving, the old man gave him his coat. How do you know this one is mine? The businessman asked. I don't, sir, the old man replied. Then why did you give it to me? Because you gave it to me, sir. How many telemarketers does it take to change a light bulb?
Oh, probably a bunch of them, I think.
One. But he has to do it while you're eating dinner.
Oh, special time frame on that one.
Indeed. So a company in search of a shakeup hired a new CEO. The new boss was determined to rid the company of all the slackers. On a tour of the facilities, he noticed a man leaning on a wall in a room full of workers. The CEO saw a chance to prove that he meant business. He walked up to the man and asked, how much money do you make a week? The man looked at him and replied, $200 a week. Why? The CEO handed the man $200 in cash and shouted, here's a week's pay. Now get out and don't come back. The man shrugged and left. Feeling good about flexing his muscle, the CEO looked around the room and asked, does anyone want to tell me what that slacker did here? One of the other workers sheepishly muttered, he was the pizza delivery guy.
Made a really good tip, didn't he?
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, I spent President's Day acting like a president. I took someone else's money and I spent it on something I don't need.
Oh, yeah.
That's that would a work. Quote from Jay Leno, as a matter of fact.
Here's a question for you. What's the biggest advantage of going back to school as a retiree?
You pay attention?
Well, no. If you cut classes, no one calls your parents.
Good point.
Question. Why does a retiree often say he doesn't miss work, but misses the people he used to work with?
I don't know.
He's too polite to tell the whole truth.
Oh.
Question. What do you do all week?
I don't know.
Now remember, you're a retiree.
Oh, okay. All right.
Monday through Friday, nothing. And Saturday and Sunday, I rest.
Good plan. Good.
I rest my case.
Oh, there you go. Talk to another retiree just today, and they reassured me that they're busier now than before they retired, so I'm not exactly sure how you pull off that retiring.
That seems like that's the case in a lot of cases. All right, well, we got to wrap things up here. Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.